Pat Pagano, good morning.
It's a 3 a.m. morning, you know that?
It's Maine in Maine.
No.
What?
It's a Marshall Miles morning.
Well, it's showering out there right now and 52 degrees. I hate that type of temperature and rain.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at your forecast, it looks like it's pretty much some form of rain, either a shower or a heavy period of rain right through Sunday.
Well, it's not going to be that bad.
Okay.
But it's not the greatest weekends, that's for sure. There will be periodic rain and showers on and off today, 60 to 65. Showers and a thunderstorm tonight, 50. Now, early showers for Saturday, then we get some sun and windy. So the afternoon should be mainly dry, but windy, mid-50s. Sunday, cloudy with periods of afternoon rain. I'm saying 50 to 55. It may knock it out of the 40s. And again, highest elevations, Catskills to the Berkshires, a little bit of wet snow. That's late Sunday. We do not expect any accumulation. Monday, sunny to partly cloudy, staying in the 50s. So there's no doubt about it. April will end on a cool note.
April showers bring May flowers.
April flowers.
Cool, mm-hmm. but cool. Oh, well, what the heck?
Everything is greening up. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, the trees are just like people are mowing lawns and stuff already. It's that time, Pat. It's that time.
I know. You don't have to tell me. Yeah, no doubt about that. And looks to me like, but it's also the time for yard sales and stuff like that. I noticed there's a couple in my neighborhood over the weekend, so I'll go visiting that and seeing what kind of props I can buy, for our movie project. I also have to go to the catering hall Saturday evening to sit down and get the menu squared away for the dinner dance. So I'll do that. And that's pretty much it. I won't be taking no voyage into Long Island this weekend.
All right. Now, the rain today.
Yeah.
How off and on is it going to be, and how steady is it going to be?
It'll be off and on. There'll be times when it'll pour, but more than likely that'll wait until later on this afternoon and into tonight. At other times, when it's not raining, so to speak, you may be just a little drizzle.
All right, because today, I don't know if you realize this, today is National Help a Horse Day. And Northeast Ford in Millerton, New York, is bringing in Lucky Orphans, which is a horse rescue, which is just down Route 22 as you leave Dover Plains and Dover. They just do amazing work there, and, of course, they rescue horses. So today, beginning at 1 o'clock at Northeast Ford, to recognize its National Help a Horse Day and Lucky Orphans, they're bringing some of the ponies to Northeast Ford after 1 o'clock on. They'll also have ice cream, food, all kinds of prizes, information, and more. I think that's kind of cool when you get a local business that does that to help out another local nonprofit. But it's really nice when you go by Lucky Orphans and you drive by there. Mm-hmm. Everybody slows down and looks because you've got all sorts of different horses. But you know the horses they have that I really love to see?
Clydesdales.
No, the little midget horses.
The little small horses.
Oh, I love
the miniature horses. Yeah,
I love seeing them run. I just love seeing them run around.
Did you see the? I think it was on YouTube about the horse that actually is a guiding horse, like a guide dog.
Yeah.
And it's a small miniature horse, and they take the horse on the train. And, it's permitted on the train. I forget what area this was of the country. I think it was shown on the Ellen Show. And just incredible how they could train, these miniature horses to be guide horses for people who need them.
Well, I just, I love seeing them. I just love seeing them. It's amazing. But anyway, so they're going to be at Northeast Ford today after 1 o'clock. And we hope people stop out and help Lucky Orphans out and have a good time.
I mean, it's a great thing. We don't have any horses around here. Otherwise, I'm sure something would go on around here, but we haven't, to the best of my knowledge, nothing. Not as far as horses.
And I'm pretty sure that Northeast Ford will have a few Ford Mustangs out and about for around where the horses are. Because you got that horsepower, you know that, Pat.
Yep, that's where they got the name from, I would assume.
It's exactly where they got it from. So we're going to have some showers today, heavier showers and thunderstorms and stuff tonight. What do you think we get tonight, about a half inch of rain?
I think total we'll probably wind up with a half to 1 inch.
Okay. And then the weekend is just going to be, we'll poke our head out and see what's going on.
Saturday, you know, you'll get the Sunday afternoon with a lot of wind. And then Sunday, there'll be at least 2 or 3 hours of some rain or showers during the midday hours. So that's what you have to look forward to on Sunday. And it's going to be kind of chilly. Like I said, we may not get out of the 40s on Sunday. And that's why there'll be some wet snow mixing in over the higher elevation. So, yeah, kind of inclement for this time of the year. But we'll get through it like we get through everything else, right? And like I said, I don't have such a terribly busy weekend, so that's good for me. And your movie was sent out yesterday, and I'm hoping, since it was sent out, first class, that you'll get it tomorrow.
Listen to this. Avi Dresner, who's my trainer, he is an American citizen, but he wasn't a citizen of Israel. He was in the Israeli Defense Force and stuff like that. He's my trainer. He went to Israel, right?
Okay.
He sent me a postcard dated April the 4th, all right? Avi's been back a week and a half, okay? His postcard came April 23rd, April 22nd. So it took 18 days to get from Israel to here.
My goodness.
You want to tell me that someone didn't intercept that and look at that? Come on. You know, it's a postcard, for gosh sakes. It had two camels on it. from
really?
But come on, it takes 16 days to get here. Come on, impossible without someone, or it got misplaced someplace. I mean, nothing takes 16 days when it's a postcard to get someplace. So
that is a long time. So you think it was intercepted, huh?
I don't know. Why would, or else it was just got, maybe it got caught on a conveyor belt and they found it like 2 days later. Something like that. But 16 days. Wow. Yikes.
Wow.
I buy something from China and it's at my door through Amazon in 1 day.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Oh, well, what the heck. I'm not complaining. I'm just observing.
At least it got there.
It did get here. It came there. He kept asking me every time he came. I said, not here yet, not here yet, not here yet. It came in yesterday, and I said, it was here. Here you go. There you go. So anyways. All right. So we got to deal with what we got to deal with otherwise. But like we said, you've got a nice, easy weekend. I've got a pretty easy weekend.
Right.
And we'll ease into Monday.
That's it. I mean, depressing thought. But the next time I'll see you is Monday.
Is it depressing that you got to see me, or is it depressing?
No, depressing that it's Monday.
That's right. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too, much.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.